Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Just quieting down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous. Disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thoughts?
The word was F-A-R-T.
Welcome to another terrifyingly exciting episode of Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Jesse Harley, and with me is the...
You sound like you've got a respiratory illness.
I have a what? A respiratory illness?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be ASMR, man. Do little taps on the microphone.
You don't need to. It's fine. There's not one of those shows. My name is Reese. This is Jesse. This is Canadian Politics is Boring.
You asked me to do the intro. I'm doing the intro.
Well, you fucked it up.
I was doing a great intro. It was great. People love my ASMR. They love it.
No, they don't. Most people.
They love it.
Most people hate it. Okay, right, fine. Just do a normal intro. I'm Reese. This is Jesse.
That's my...
We talk about politics, but we don't.
Welcome. Well, you just ruined it. You ruined it now.
You're making this intro last so long, we're not going to have any time for STDs. Small talk dimension.
Okay. Fine. Hi, I'm Jesse. This is Reese. This is Canadian Politics. It's boring, I guess. Whatever. Thanks for joining us for, you know, something fine, I guess. All right.
This is going to be a fun episode.
Uh-huh.
Jesse, should we do some small talk first?
Some STD zones.
STD zones.
Yep. Small talk dimension zone.
Small talk dimension
zone. That was great. We should do that more often.
So what have I been doing? I filled the pool up. I filled the pool up
with what?
Water.
Okay.
A lovely man in a
could have been
big,
you didn't specify
water.
It could have been anything. You could have filled the pool up with raw chicken.
Piss.
I mean, that's gross.
Yeah. Sure, but no, it's full of it's not full of piss and chicken. It's full of delicious clean water. I've got my
delicious.
I've got the pH balanced perfectly. There's chlorine in there. You can go in the pool, you can cool off, and the pool is wonderful. Great.
Nice.
Having a pool. It's not a fancy pool. It was like $500 from Canadian Tire.
Well, but that's a fancy pool from Canadian Tire.
It's one of those $20 plastic ones.
Yeah.
Just me led on my back trying to submerge.
And all the water rushes
still
out beside
not deep
you.
Enough. The hydro displacement means the water will fill out. So anyway, and that's been great. That's my small talk, is how much fun it is to have a 12-foot circular pool that is full of water
nice.
That is colder than the air to
right.
cool your body off.
I mean, that's kind of...
Rosie won't go in. She doesn't
really?
Like ladders. She doesn't like... Dogs don't do ladders.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so
you could just throw her in the water.
That's technically abuse. And deeply cruel to dogs. Don't throw dogs in swimming pools unwillingly. Don't listen. Don't be like Jesse. Love animals. Love all living things.
I do. I just want them to love how to swim. Love swimming. Love swim.
Yeah.
Swim.
How about you? Enough about animal cruelty.
Swim.
What have you been up to?
I think you just answered your own question. Just beating animals to death. That's all.
That's cool. Fun. Great. What kind of animals? Mammals? Cold-blooded animals?
Dolphins. Some raccoons, some gulls. This is getting weird.
This is sounding like some kind of confession.
I haven't. I mean,
you're back in the city. What's it like being back in the city, having lived on an island off the coast for 7 months?
Right. Yeah. So I kind of fallen back into my old routine. You know,
cocaine,
lots of coke. Yeah, lots of
casino.
Coke.
Hanging around the casino with some hookers who are over the age of 50.
Right? You know me so well. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, because you were there with us, but like that's
it's because I work at the casino.
Right? Yeah. Can't believe you let me in.
Awesome. I saw the casino has got a Las Vegas buffet night that I expect will be terrible, but I really want
to
go.
I've been to the casino buffet. This is years ago. This is like a decade ago, and it was like this. Actually, no, it was a type of buffet, but it was not the buffet that they have now. This is about, I'm going to say 15, 20 years ago.
It was just like buttered bread.
It was the saddest.
Sliced ham.
No, it was the saddest thing. It was for poker. It was a poker room, right? And you'd walk in and it was kind of this like white, kind of like office room with like a flickering fluorescent bulb overhead. And we're all
sounds a lot like the Bellagio.
Right. And the MGM Grand, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just... sad. And then like, I don't know if there was someone rang a bell and then they just brought this tray in and the tray.
Dinner time! Come and get your dinner!
And they brought this tray in. It was just, and everyone just kind of lined up with plastic plates and forks. And it was like literally bringing out a trough.
Sounds more like a low budget wedding.
It was really sad. And I was about to get some food. I might've got some food. But then it was around that time. I was like, this is the saddest thing I've ever done. And I had to leave. And they've upgraded the buffet significantly since then.
I've been to Vegas buffets.
Oh, you have?
And, I mean, it's incredibly wasteful. I stayed in Circus. Of all the casinos, I had to stay in Circus because of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, because of that movie.
Okay.
I refused to stay in any other casino. and that was it. That was based on that's how I make my choices in life.
That's smart, Reese. That's good.
I did the buffet. It was good. Although I was there at the buffet and then I turned, I bumped into someone and to my right-hand side was a bride in her wedding dress also at the buffet with me. And there was me in like board shorts and like a stained, sweaty t-shirt because I was in Vegas. Congratulations. Now pass me a bread roll.
To my future wife, whoever you are, just know this. You lucky, lucky woman. When we get married, we are going straight to the buffet at the casino.
Circus casino.
Mm-mm. Just, I know you're going to want that. So that's already planned and ahead of time.
Enough about wedding planning for your future hypothetical wedding that may or may not happen in Vegas. This is a politics show.
Hypothetical.
Yeah. Jesse, this episode is called Drag Queens and Death Threats.
Oh, this is going to be depressing.
No, it's not.
It's okay. All right.
So
okay.
Have you seen all the controversy over drag? Have you heard of Drag Queen Story Time?
Drag Queen Story Time?
Yes.
No, but it sounds fun.
So it's drag queens in libraries reading stories about acceptance and just positive life skills to kids. Totally age appropriate.
I've never heard that. That sounds fun.
So it's been happening for years in a lot of libraries. But
I did not know that.
Because somehow so many people collectively have banged their heads into some kind of steel pipe and got less intelligent. There's currently this trend of trying to shut down drag queen story time because they believe it's indoctrination of young kids.
Indoctrinating in what?
To like LGBTQ lifestyles from a young age, even though it's just a drag queen reading
nice stories to kids in a library.
Oh my God.
Nothing to do with gender or sexuality. It's just stories.
Right.
Of life lessons read by someone who is a professional performer who knows how to talk to kids in an entertaining way.
This doesn't surprise me, honestly. It's, you know.
So, Montreal's Saint-Laurent.
One more time.
Saint-Laurent, or as I would say, Saint-Laurent Borough, pulls plug on drag queen story time for kids. So this is a CBC News article from July this year. A well-known television personality drag queen, Barbada de Barbedes, says a Montreal borough has cancelled her upcoming story time event for children at its local library with little explanation. They read uplifting stories to kids across Quebec, and they've been doing it for 5 years. And the stories that send to the message to kids that it's okay to be different, which is a good message. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time.
And their parents are like, no, it's
no,
not.
No, but the parents like it. The parents have been taking their kids there for 5 years.
So who's against this?
So the mayor has asked Barbada to come in person and explain what she does during Drag Hour story time. And to reassure the mayor that it's not that is appropriate to the kids. And this is because this is a quote from the mayor. We are mainly concerned about the subjects that will be discussed at Barbada's story time event, said the mayor. So the idea is that what has happened basically is that a lot of dozens of libraries do it across Canada, from St. John to Victoria, and they've been getting death threats to the libraries for the staff from people.
What?
So the mayor has kind of gone, oh, stop, we better stop this. I don't know whether, whether you believe it or whether it's about safety for the staff.
Wait a second. You're saying letters are being sent?
Hang on, let me...
What are these death threats in the form of?
In the comments, library staff, among other things, were accused of assisting pedophiles and were threatened with lawsuits. Their personal information was also circulated online. This is library staff who work in the library where this is happening.
Received like worrisome... passing by yelling at them sort of thing?
No, it's like online. They're sharing the personal details of people at the
online.
Library.
Jesus
Christ. They're accusing them of assisting pedophiles, because if you're that stupid, someone who's a drag queen somehow is automatically a pedophile.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
And they received worrisome threats by email, and also that some people, I know that in the US people have been physically protesting those events when they happen, like turning up with signs and that kind of thing too.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me. It's the US.
And Montreal police decided to patrol an event in June because it went, nothing happened, but because of these death threats and these threats from people, they thought they needed a police presence.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It just seems to be a new thing that has come out because, again, like I said, people have collectively banged their heads on something and got more stupid.
Other people's heads.
Yeah, exactly. So the books they read are things like The Crocodile Who Didn't Like Water by Gemma Marino.
But what is he swimming?
It's a story about a crocodile who's afraid of water but gets coaxed into swimming. Finally, the crocodile tries one last time to swim, almost drowns, later sneezes and breathes fire, discovering it's not a crocodile after all, it's a dragon. So that's reading those, I mean, You know, would you write a death threat if you knew that you had a kid that was being read that story?
No, I want to hear the story.
I want. It sounds like it sounds delightful. I'd read that at my kids.
Like the prequel to Trogdor.
Trogdor!
And then the story, the crocodile then goes into a mountain, sleeps on a big pile of gold, and is eventually slayed by a hobbit. I made that bit up.
Oh, I like that. That
and also, good. The hobbit didn't slay it. Was it a man with a bow? for all you Tolkien purists.
It's true, it was. Yeah. Where was this man on the bow, Reese? With the bow?
Riverville town? River town?
I think it was Lake Town?
Lake Town.
I think it was Lake Town.
Anyway. Why? How have we deviated to small characters in Lord of the Rings?
He was not a small character. He was a small character.
He was a small character.
But he was an important character.
He was an important character. It was, they didn't, for some reason, they didn't have, yeah. Why? I don't know why we've really lost you. So, but also, and the people who do these, they're saying, yes, we are drag acts. We have adult shows where we make saucy, innuendo-ridden jokes to adult audiences in pubs and bars. But we're also adults who understand, have children and relatives who are kids. How to talk to children in an appropriate way. So your dad was a comedian. He had jokes for you when you were kids and jokes for kids, but he also had jokes for adults too.
No, well, he also would wake me and my brother up when we were kids or teenagers or whatever and like wake us up and tell us a joke that he had come up with to test it on us as if we were his market, which we weren't, and the jokes were awful.
There we go.
So I don't know where you're going with that, but wasn't the case for us.
But also the other thing that it made me think of was people talk about.
Can I tell you one of my father's favorite jokes?
Yeah, go for it.
He would tell it all the time as if we hadn't heard it over and over again.
Did you laugh and pretend you hadn't heard it, or would you tell him you'd already heard it?
I think I'd laugh because like I find everything funny and I have a horrible memory.
Okay.
what's the difference between mashed potato and pea soup?
I don't know.
Anyone can mash potatoes.
It's a good joke,
right? He loved it.
Yeah, it's a good joke. So an appropriate is that appropriate for kids? I think kids love those kind of jokes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they do. Any toilet humor, they love it. Just don't use the word shit.
Rosie is staring at me with dark, dull, dead eyes.
She's just sleeping. Leave her alone.
She's not sleeping. She's staring right at me.
If the people writing those death threats. I was thinking about their state of mind. So it's perfectly innocent. Adults reading to kids in an appropriate way. Stories that are appropriate. If only they knew about pantomime. Have you heard of the British tradition of pantomime?
I mean, is that like miming?
No. So pantomimes it's like really colourful theatre for kids. Where people are wearing big costumes, and there's stories like Jack and the Beanstalk or Aladdin. It happens every Christmas in the UK. It dates back to the 1500s. It's like kind of the old kind of vaudeville theater where everyone goes to the theater and there's a big funny show and it's aimed at kids. I used to go as a kid. My kids have been when we still lived in the UK. And what happens is you have celebrities, like in the UK, celebrities will do panto season where they will be cast as Aladdin or Jack and the Beanstalk. And you'll have like sports stars and they basically can't act, but it's just fun. And they read the script and everyone's joking and there's audience participation. And one of the main features of a pantomime is the pantomime dame, which is a man in drag. Who plays a female character.
Okay.
And that's like hundreds of years old tradition. And when you talk about appropriateness, the thing with pantomime dames is that they make jokes that go over the kids' heads, but that are dirty jokes for the parents in the audience.
Oh, that's clever.
So there's two lines of comedy going on at the same time. There's, look, kids, it's bright and colourful, and I hit him on the head with a hammer, and it was made of foam, and everything's fine. Meanwhile, dirty jokes for the adults and the kids who maybe their parents let them watch TV whenever they want and don't pay attention to what they're watching. And like an example of the joke.
Oh, good.
Good example of the joke. So there's Dick Whittington is one of the stories, is one of the plays that they do. And one of the jokes is, and this is a joke used by Christopher Biggins, who's a panto veteran. He's been playing like panto dames for decades. And he's always like if they're going to talk about panto on the news, they'll interview him. And the line is, it's about Dick Whittington. And the line is, it's nearly midnight and still no sign of Dick. which obviously for the kids, like the kids are like, okay, this is an important, this is important storytelling. This is exposition that is going to take me to the next stage of this story.
Right.
The parents are laughing because he just made a dick joke.
Right. Okay.
So I would, all those people making death threats, if they went to the UK at Christmas time and saw how many, like schools will take, you can go with your class from school. They would do it as like a class excursion. Like if they went over there, they would like have a heart attack.
Right. At the sheer volume of pedophiles. Yeah, everywhere.
Just people making just dirty jokes for going over the heads of the
kids. So many pedophiles.
Yeah. And the parents are like, oh my God, this is so funny. And do you know what's funnier? I'm getting to enjoy dirty jokes with my kids sat next to me. They don't understand. They're just having a good time. They're going to throw up because they've had so much like sugar and popcorn. This is a good time.
So that's your solution to stopping the death threats is to take those people, put them on a boat, put them over to Britain, bring them to Britain and show them pantomime.
Make them sit through a pantomime.
And
watch them kind of like just their heads explode because everyone's having a good time. There's kids in the room. There are dirty jokes. The kids don't get them. It doesn't matter.
I love it. I'm with this. I'm down.
But it was, yeah, it's put fucking, a, this is fucking, down. Sorry, this is a fucking stupid episode. It just drives me mad that people are so.
That there are stupid people out there doing stupid things angrily?
No, it's that they send in death threats.
I mean, this is a new thing.
Just that the death threats and sharing people's personal information online is such a dick move.
People turn into weird, vicious monsters online. Weird, weird, weird monsters. They do. It's weird.
Have you been on chat roulette again?
The dicks are everywhere. Just don't go on there, man. Just don't.
So maybe I'll
meet a nice woman and have a nice chat. There's a penis. It just doesn't. Yeah, just go. Yeah. Don't go on chat.
So my call to action is just go and support your local drag queen story time.
I mean, I don't show think them, every show place them has a drag queen story time.
We'll find one. We'll start one.
Start one. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Just have fun. Do it.
Just, you know what? Start one for your own children. Just dress and drag without your family knowing, and then like call your family with your children and your spouse into the next room, surprise them.
You're just describing Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, except Mrs. Doubtfire with dick jokes.
Right? That the kids don't get.
So if you've got really stupid kids who don't understand dick jokes that you're giving to your spouse, this is the perfect, I think this is a great plan. This is wonderful.
No, I don't think you should make dick jokes around your kids. No, leave it to a professional in a pantomime in Britain. They've had decades to perfect those.
Did you just say leave the dick jokes to the professionals? Is that
yeah? They perfected them over decades.
Perfected dick jokes. Yeah, Barry, what do you do? Well, I wake up first thing in the morning and I get my pen and paper. I have my coffee and it's time to write. Really, I do a nice little bit of yoga. While thinking about what I have to write. But I settle down in my leather chair and I have a little dram of whiskey and I stoke the fire. And then I think of some dick jokes. At first they're no good. And I usually toss those out and I read them to my wife and she's threatened to leave me a few times after these. But
unless the caliber of your dick jokes improve.
Right, exactly. So that's what kind of keeps me going. But don't worry, I am a professional. This is what I've been doing for many years.
The quest for the perfect dick joke.
And there we have our title for the episode.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's drag queens and drag... I've already got it. We don't need different titles. I worked hard on that one.
What can people expect for next episode, Reese?
I'm just trying to find it because I knew you were going to go to that. Okay, so this is the next one's going to be historical. It's all about...
Is it? What number is next episode?
Next episode is... We did 179. Next episode's going to be our 100th episode.
No.
200th episode.
There you go.
I was almost there. Double it.
So next episode is our 200th episode! So yay!
For our 200th episode, I was going to come back to our first episode. We talked about Johnny McDonald.
Oh, we're going back to
our second episode. Our second 100th episode, we are going to go back to Johnny McDonald again.
To the OG Mac.
The OG Mac, the genocidal maniac that we all love, Johnny McDonald.
All right, I'm looking forward to it.
I say we all love, that is...
If you are new to this show...
Rapidly unloved.
And if you'd like to hear our 200th episode, please click that subscribe button on whatever podcast app you're currently listening to. If you're not listening to it on an app, then you can find us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever. And that way you get notified when we come out next week and you can join us for that fun stuff.
We should do a big party. We should do obviously a big party. We should have, like, I don't know, a beer, drink, and some food.
I'm down for this. Totally. Let's do it. Yeah. Do it. Oh, my God. No, like, for sure. Like, don't just tease me with this.
No, we should. We should have a mild party.
Do you want to go online? You don't like doing online stuff, like live
shows.
No,
I don't want to go online.
You don't like live shows?
Live stream.
What's wrong with you? It's so much fun.
I'm not a 17-year-old kid playing Fortnite.
You had so much fun last time we went live.
Not a 17-year-old kid playing Fortnite.
Yeah, but it was so much fun. All the fun we had.
It was, we talked for 5 hours.
It was at hilarious
the
end, fun.
We were in the middle of interviewing someone. I went, I'm tired. I might go home soon. Because it was 5 hours in.
But it was really fun.
I got home at 4 a.m. and my kids wake up at 6.
Okay, so that might not have been so much
fun.
And
what was fun for you is a fucking nightmare for me.
Fine.
And then I got to carry on the rest of my week sleep deprived.
Meanwhile, it's like the cheapest drug you can get.
You sleep for 3 days and wake up and just try and work out where you are and everything's fine.
Where am I today?
Am I on the island or am I in the city? So yeah, we're going to talk about Johnny McDonald and we'll have a little bit of a party atmosphere, I think.
Okay.
200 episodes.
I want to see you drunk. I've never seen you drunk.
I'm not allowed to get drunk because of
immigration
rules.
Right. Yeah.
I can't get drunk till
you turn
a citizen.
You turn into a monster on rum. That's right.
No, a fun nightmare.
That's right.
A fun nightmare.
A fun nightmare. All right. We'll see you guys next week for episode 200, the return of the Mac.
The return of Johnny McDonald.
The return of Johnny Mac.
And it's all about dodgy voting.
Oh, all right. I'm excited. All right. Cool. We will see you fuckers there. Thanks so much for tuning in and putting us in your ear holes. I'll snug in there just the way you like it.
And support your local drag story time.
Yes, absolutely.
Bye.
Okay, cool.
Bye, everybody.
We love you so much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.